Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And 5, 4, 3. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2021. Welcome to the Unruly Cousin podcast. Here's the thing. Kevin Angel and Joshy Gone. Working on Unruly Cousins merch will not be pre-ordered. We talked about this.
Ever again. Pre-orders
and on top of not pre-orders, I'm starting off with small batches of everything. Because I don't know what people like. I'm talking about 10 shirts.
One shirt.
Because I didn't learn my lesson.
I hope it's yours.
Dreams Don't Die shirts still got them over there in that corner.
That dream died.
Thought I gave away 7 times these shirts and keep materializing.
I can't do it.
So one quick announcement, church announcements. This Saturday, a free Keep Your Distance
free
show.
Free.
Absolutely free. Sponsored by African Pride. Make sure you go to kevonstage.com. All you got to do is register. Their while supplies last, they're giving away products and stuff. We are showcasing Black women in comedy.
Yes.
7 amazing Black women on stage. You get to watch this for free.
Free, no.
I don't know what else I got to do. Okay? It's free.
Free.
High quality. Free. All you literally have to do is go register, put your email in, answer a question or 3. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a link sent to you come Saturday. You're going to get a free comedy show. Come watch it. Shouts to African Pride, our sponsors on this theme, for taking care of the women getting paid.
Yeah.
Killing the stage, the return of Kanisha Buss.
Oh, come on.
Just Niche. Let me just name everybody so nobody gets mad.
Kamira White.
Free.
Edwanda White. Takara Williams. Keisha E. Bill Detroit. A college in Detroit, and Keetra Long.
Keisha E has that show on Kev on
she
Stage.
She does have a show on Kev on Stage Studios, which brings me to my next question. Thing I wanted to say.
Say it.
Somebody was like, I don't want to talk about that out public yet, but okay. I want to say this.
Okay.
I was talking about, I'll say it now because you can't really tell the whole story without doing it.
Go ahead.
Okay, we're here.
A lot of people have said they want to give the app away to others. Mm-hmm. I want to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I put this in Patreon, like, yo, would y'all do this? You know, because people want to give the gift. And I was trying to give the app away as a gift to people who were in school or single parents or whatever. Mm-hmm. People fell on hard times. A laugh stimmy, if you will. And somebody in Patreon was like, well, I don't want to give it away because right now all the content goes on YouTube. That is incorrect.
No, it don't.
It does not go
on YouTube. What you see on YouTube are snippets, usually less than 5 minutes, that are driving to the app. So I was watching the WWE Network, big in my family. My oldest son very much into wrestling. For years, still to this day, they put snippets of their full episodes on YouTube so that their YouTube audience will know this is what we're making. Yeah. Because the algorithm, as algorithms do, they don't show you what you don't usually consume. And the app content, long form stuff, is new for my audience. So the algorithm be like, oh, man, shut up, side by sides. Mm-hmm. So I have to, all we have is the content.
Right.
We ain't got no marketing budget. Our marketing budget is the people who are in the videos posting.
Being like,
the
hey,
stuff.
Go over here and watch this.
So all we have. So yes, we will put some free episodes up like almost everybody else does on Netflix. Hasan Minhaj show. They'll put a free episode up on YouTube to tell you, hey, this whole thing's on Netflix. So don't get confused. There's a lot. And some stuff I don't even cut promos for because it's just, it'd be a lot of promos. It'd be like inundating your feed with it. So no, that is not true. Stay tuned for how to give that gift away. We'll talk about that shortly. All right. Now to the show. In Kevin news, I want to talk about this first. I'm retiring from social media. I'm retiring from technology. I'm retiring from parenthood. I should. If you don't know, if you don't follow me on Instagram, my child digitally walked in on me and Melissa doing the sex. Oh, no. Digitally. I gave him an old laptop. Was certain.
He's got a history now.
I signed out of iMessage and, you know, FaceTime, iCloud. Was certain. Melissa FaceTimed me yesterday. His laptop rang. She said, hold on. Daddy home? He was like, no, this is my laptop. And by the way, I get you guys' text messages.
He brought it up.
He said, when the FaceTime rolled, he said, you know what? Here's a good time. So Lisa Lord said, Jesus. He was like, by the way, I get the text messages.
Oh.
And let me tell you what, interestingly enough, I'm pretty sure I know why he said something. Over the last 2 weeks, I've been out of control.
Kevin, what happened?
I was upstairs.
Literally upstairs?
I was upstairs firing them off. Oh, you downstairs working at 217? Peen.
Like the sound.
I'm talking about peen. I was firing them.
Exactly, and that's what happened.
My crown.
He was like, oh, God.
I was firing them off. I'm talking about a particular day last week. I was Gambit. You remember Gambit in X-Men? I mean, these news were flying hot. They were like fluff.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, Kevin.
I mean, I was letting them things fly.
You're not even on the road, is what I'm saying.
I was getting her ready. Getting her ready because we finna
getting shots up in the gym.
Getting shots in the gym. Hey, you know we finna go out. Let me let you know what you finna see. Peen.
Did you say anything to your son?
We looked, and there was a twinkle of recognition. He was like, went up to his room, signed out of that. Signed out of FaceTime, double checked, quit the app, swiped up proverbially, went and looked in. Oh, he was just no. Like,
did you?
No.
Thank the Lord, Melissa never returned fire.
Oh, she would die. That's the worst. It's a joke that I'm working on for stage.
Is it?
Yes, that I don't look forward to that day. Because what my children will find out about their mother, it's just not something that I think they will ever be able to scrub from their mind.
I
already know. Like, I know she's just like, thank God.
Thank God.
Nothing. I can walk away from this still being their mother in their mind.
Yes. Now, I'm still their father.
Of course.
And I don't
get that privilege.
The only thing I have going for me, I walk around this house butt naked.
So they're always.
They be like, yo, what are you doing? I'm thirsty. Where are your underwear? I'm not wearing any. You got beat? What's up? What's up? This is what you're going to be when you grow up.
This is it, cheeked right here.
Out? Cheeked out. I'm Ving Rhames and Baby Boy. In my home, I don't want to wear no drawers.
What's the point?
Now, I don't do this like in the middle of the day.
Okay.
But what happens off, you know, middle of the night, need me a drink? Need me a cold beverage? I ain't know he was down there.
Pat, pat, pat.
Pat, pat, pat. Pat, pat, pat. Cheek, 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 cheek. They come around the corner. Hey! Why is your butt out? I was thirsty. I'm not going. Listen, my bed is here. Mm-hmm. The closet is behind.
You're not
the
going
kitchen
back.
Is in front.
Mm-hmm.
You know the songwriter say, I'm moving forward. Hey, just one way. I'm not going to go around the corner, grab some shorts, then go get my drink, then come back. I got to put the shorts back away just so you might not see my butt and my balls.
I feel you. I understand.
That's your problem.
I understand. I know one day I'm going to be that mom where they have to say to me, Mom, could you, like, remember my husband getting mad at his mama because some of her nightgowns were so old and worn. He was like, they was just so terribly see-through. They weren't supposed to be. He said, I went to her closet and threw them all away. He was like, don't nobody want to see all that. I said, yep, that's going to be me one day where my kids are going to be like, I have friends coming over. I need you to be dressed appropriately.
Absolutely.
Dressed appropriately.
Absolutely. I think Obviously, I would not. It is not my intention, you know, for my sons to see me with all power in my hand.
That's not going
to
stay.
It's not my intention for them to see me in my full glory, know. But also, I mean, what you going to do now?
Right.
The cat's out of the proverbial bag.
When he said it to Melissa, what did she do?
She just called me. Was like, you didn't sign out? And I'm not being shady. Do Android people even have the potential of this problem?
Yes.
Do they have a message thing that is connected to their laptop?
I don't know laptop wise, but I know Marcus's tablet. His tablet would get all of his cell phone text messages. Like it was connected in that way.
I get that, but like, does he have like a Dell, or he has a MacBook or a Dell?
He has a Mac, so it's not connected to his Mac because that don't happen.
Okay, but do you know Android people? Do y'all have Dell or anything like that? Message web. Verizon, you can sign in. I turned that option off. Well,
I did not.
Okay, Android, you can connect your PC. I'm not being shady. I'm very curious because I know
that was a genuine question.
Because Apple, one of the benefits to Apple to me, and I'm not going to get into the debate because, as I said, over half the app subscribers are Android.
Google Play.
I love my. I mean, it's a bipartisanship agreement. I just have not sought to understand Android my fellow. Store. People,
yeah.
Is it Android Store? Google Play?
I backed up because I don't want to start.
I think it is the Google Play Store.
Okay,
But anyway, I don't know, and I know that Android has it's a wide variety of a suite of products. So,
Is that the what you sent? Have you sent worse? Has there ever been worse to where you would have been like, oh God,
when I'm gone, we are separated by miles.
You need to buy him a whole nother instrument.
I need to buy him.
You need to buy him an Android.
I need to buy him new eyes. I've sent much worse. In that cold hotel room in Indianapolis on a Sunday night.
Oh, no.
Oh, when there's only one show on Sunday. See, what helps her is the two shows. Because I get back to the room 11:30.
You're too tired.
12. I can't even fire it off. Sunday evening? It's 9? Fire away! Cannons to the left of him.
Onward!
Cannons to the right of him. I'm talking about big peen energy coming right through you, and I don't send no warning.
Oh, Arby's.
I don't send no warning.
Should be just sitting out. No.
Welcome to Jamrock.
This is what happened. I feel like this is what the Lord knew was going to happen when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit.
He saw this. He was like,
this is going to morph into people sending pictures of their penises in their kids' seat.
I know cavemen done put their balls on the wall and outlined it.
Stop it.
That was the first nude.
Stop it.
A caveman done got hard, slapped his meat against a cave wall, took a rock. And he probably exaggerated a little bit on the helmet.
The penis is the early form of the hieroglyphic.
That's right. He said Grug was here, baby. Grug, pull up to the cave. See where I left you a little something. And she probably smashed her boobs up against there and outlined it and filled the nipple in because it probably got smushed.
This is why Melissa didn't fire that back all that time, because we're a little bit slower. She probably just put a flower on the wall. Was like, you get it. You put a little bush, like a symbol. Put a little tree that like you get from Bloomscape. Because you can get all the nice, beautiful plants.
Foliage.
Okay, foliage, you know, because some people like it to be more natural. And Bloomscape allows you to have that natural scenery inside and now as well as outside. I know for our living space, we actually love to have real plants. There's something about actually having life inside of your house besides the human beings there.
Yes.
And the problem is I have a black thumb. I will kill a plant with no problem.
Grim Reaper over here.
Oh, absolutely.
The plants are like, no, please. I got enough water.
It is terrible. Marcus hates when I buy mint plants because he knows why are you doing this? Why are you torturing these plants? Ain't nobody did nothing to you. Well, what's great with Bloomscape is that they have a grow how to help you with making your plants thrive.
Mm-hmm.
They also deliver healthy plants right to your door, and they're perfect for any space. And they have now new outdoor bloom kits. I know, at least for us in Kentucky, not in Kentucky, we live in California.
We do live in California.
Yes.
Welcome.
Landscaping is actually really important because it's not as if, like, the houses actually have really nice landscapes to begin with. So being able
you gonna have to yes. you gonna have to fill it up.
You gotta make it your own, right? And so being able to have a company that can send you wonderful plants that will work for your outdoor space as well as indoor space is just phenomenal. And what makes it so easy is you go online, you see all the plants they have. Not only that, they give you a choice of what type of pot you want as far as it's real simple.
Nice.
We have this really I can't remember the name of the plant. It sounds like a character from what's the movie, the show with the people with the dragons, Game of Thrones. It sounds like it's like Dothrakian or something. I can't remember the name. That's not the name of it, but it's a beautiful plant. We picked out this really slate gray pot. It's so sleek, it's so beautiful, and it was so simple, and they delivered it to our door in a box. No problem with directions on how to keep this baby alive. And it's still alive, and we've had it for about 3 months now, 2 or 3 months. So it's very convenient. You can shop a variety of plants, accessory tools, and supplies, everything you need to get your patio or porch springtime ready. And Bloomscape's patented shipping technology makes them one of the few who can deliver happy, healthy plants of all sizes across the USA. Bloom kits come with a mix of annual plants suited for your environment, complementary color and needs, so everything grows in harmony. And the Grow How team is especially available. It's always available to answer any of your plant care questions. So this is what we want you to do. Get 15% off plant orders of $100 or more with the promo code SK Bloomscape.com. That's 15% off orders of $100 or more at Bloomscape.com. Promo code SK.
SK.
Yes.
All right.
More like yes, K.
Anything else you want to say on the subject, yes. Angel?
I feel for JoJo. I'll be praying for him.
Pray for him. Pray and fast.
Fast and pray. Pray and fast. I also just get him a new laptop before you go on the road.
Yeah,
just,
I got to get him his own iCloud.
I just can't.
Or just get him a PC.
I got to get him a PC.
Aren't you glad? This is what you need to thank the Lord for, that you were raised during a time where that could have never happened to you.
Yes.
Because could you?
You actually had to walk in on your parents when we were
You
kids.
Had to fully walk in, see the actual act with eyeballs. You couldn't replay it. Mm-hmm. He could always go back, your son.
Yeah.
And see, we grew up in a time where it was just like, you could also back out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could be like, open the door, feel the energy of sex, not even see it, and be like, I don't think I should be in here.
Yeah, you get close to the door, you'd be like,
Where with him, after the text is open. So we need to thank the Lord. We didn't grow up like that.
We didn't. All right, moving on.
Moving on.
I don't know if you watched this. Jake Paul and Ben Askren fight.
Was that a fight?
I know what happened based off of text messages. Okay, that I was sending.
Perfect. This happened. Well, let me just set the stage for you. I'm a humongous boxing fan. Have been for a long time. My brother got me into it. I have been watching boxing prize fights for as long as I can remember. I was watching when Evander Holyfield got his ear bitten off by Mike Tyson. I was watching that fight live. I was like, yo, what is he trying? Is he because he tried to bite him earlier in the fight, but he missed. Uh-huh. I was like, what is he trying to do? When he spit out that ear and Holyfield was jumping up and down, I was watching that, okay? Big fan. I remember a couple years ago, maybe a year or two ago, when HBO was like, we're getting out of boxing. There's no money in it. And I was like, dang, because I watched a lot of HBO boxing. I love their commentating crew, Jim Lampley, all these guys. Okay, Jim. Harold Lettleman. Okay, Jim. 3-2. Floyd Mayweather really doing good work in 2 and 3. Going to the body. Like, Melissa and I, we love boxing. Mm-hmm. My family, we love boxing. We also watch a lot of UFC. Now, UFC was a little bit, you know, I didn't grow up on UFC. When UFC came in, it was Ken Shamrock. I don't know if you remember this. Ken Shamrock was a wrestler. They're like, yo, they're doing UFC. It's no rules. And they used to promote it like you can eye gouge. You can kick people in the butt and headbutt. It was like bare knuckle brawling. Yeah. Now it's more refined. When we switched over and started including UFC, I had not watched a lot. Mm-hmm. The first time I saw somebody get punched and fall, and then the dude jumped on and beat him up. We were like, yo,
calm down.
What are y'all? He on the ground. And we were watching. I don't remember. I think we were watching with Greg. He was like, nah, bro, you got to basically knock that man unconscious or the ref got to stop it. So now probably the last 3 or 4 years, we watched a lot of UFC. Mm-hmm. The one common theme between boxing and UFC is when you're paying for a pay-per-view fight, you usually are just watching 7 or 8 fights.
Yeah.
Okay, at 6 o'clock, it's two people you never heard of. Right. As you get closer to the main event, it's more people you've heard of.
Yeah.
Right? Same mm-hmm. thing with UFC. UFC actually has usually more good fights. Oftentimes, fights before the main event are better. Mm-hmm. Triller hosted this Jake Paul Ben Askren fight. Angel, 6 hours. Literally a fight. Okay. Sweetie performed. Want to take a tweet Cooney here. Sweetie turned in quite possibly one of the worst live performances I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, really?
It was like, if you remember Snapchat, people first got it.
Uh-huh.
And almost all of it was in the club drunk, singing along to lyrics. That was her performance. She was lip syncing, but with not even the energy of the song playing.
Oh.
It was no bueno.
Oh.
And that was my first time seeing her live. Bless her heart. Bless her heart. I'm not trying to get it blocked by another celebrity.
Man, for real. That performance was not my type.
Yeah, Hennessy on my lips. Take a little sip. Come on.
It was awful. Doja Cat performed better, but I didn't particularly enjoy her performance either. And I usually like her live. And also remind me, she really came in the game with that Moo song, which is, it's apropos for our day. Justin Bieber performed.
They got all the heavy hitters.
They could have just had him.
Triller is money laundering.
Phenomenal.
Yes. Justin Bieber's performance versus Sweetie, you can see why he is where he is.
Uh-huh.
That man didn't know none of those songs except Peaches. I like my peaches down in Georgia. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like my weed from California. I know that bitch on my soul. Love him. Mm-hmm. He low-key was doing a song. It felt like praise and worship. Josh looked up the lyrics. He was like, well, he's not talking about God, but it felt that way. Kid you not, Angel. They had a slapping competition in this Triller fight. Literally, two men hosted by Ric Flair standing face-to-face taking turns, smacking each other.
That was fire.
A Samoan dude was smacking a white dude.
Oh, no.
The Samoan dude smacked this white man unconscious, knocked his mouthpiece out. Ric Flair, whoa! We were like, what is happening?
And when you said Samoan, I automatically
if you get in the ring and you're like, you see the Samoan, I'm just...
No.
Take whatever purse is available.
I'm taking the Samoan.
Oh, yeah. Tell me his name. Mm-mm, that sound like he from somewhere that ain't where I'm from.
Right.
No, we not doing this.
So, during a boxing match or UFC, they often have the commentators go into the dressing room
to
talk to the people. Pete Davidson, who's a comedian, he's on Saturday Night Live, I believe. He interviewed, well, let me just play you what Pete Davidson said.
You could tell how professional this event is by them having me here. We are backstage at Jake Paul's dressing room, or locker room, if you want to call it that. And, you know, today's a really wild day for boxing because it just shows, you know, how low it's truly sunk. I think today proves the fact that if you have enough followers, you can truly do whatever you want. I mean, maybe PewDiePie will cure cancer and Charlie D'Amelio will become a surgeon. Who knows? Tonight we have a bout between Ben Askren, who I don't know who that is still, and I've been reading up on him all week, and Jake Paul. And, you know, they both suck, but, you know, at least somebody's going to get hurt. Now, back to you guys in the booth. Some real announcers over there.
The funny thing about this, it's exactly what people watching were thinking.
Right.
You just don't usually have the people on the payroll
saying
that. Which brought me to my other point. The announcers were Snoop Dogg, a coked out Oscar De La Hoya. I mean, literally coked out of his mind, it seemed like. They might have had one or two traditional fight announcers. It was utter chaos. Mario Lopez was also there.
Mario Lopez.
AC Slater was hosting it. This is a production nightmare for me. They never got his eye line right for the camera he was talking to.
Angel, you would have been cringy.
You're looking at me. You're the camera. He like this.
The camera's down here on the hip looking up. Oh, no. He's like.
They switched to another camera. He looks to the side of that one. Puffy. Puffy. Look right in the lens.
Right here. Right here.
I need you to look right in here. Then, when the fight started, Ben Askren looked like me. Fighting. Let me out. I got to show you.
No, no. Okay.
This little cup that little Ben had this.
Uh-huh.
When they said ding,
and I seen that, I said, oh, that's me. He didn't take this seriously.
He was just.
And he's not a heavyweight. They are smaller men. You are supposed to be ripped. You have that little chunk of that little fold over.
Is this baby a boxer at all? What is he?
Jake Paul.
I know who Jake Paul is.
Is a YouTuber fighter. I mean, YouTuber turned boxer. Ben Askren was a MMA fighter, and I've seen clips of him.
He was a mixed.
He was a mixed martial artist, right? But he was dominant in wrestling. When he threw his first punch, I was like, oh my God. What? He got hit by Jake Paul maybe three times, I believe. Uh-huh. One jab, jab, cross, lights out. In my humble opinion, he threw that fight.
Absolutely.
Yes.
He got up. The ref waved the fight off. He didn't look like he was super hurt. So I was like, why are you waving the fight off of that?
He put his hands back up so he was able to defend himself still at least through the first round.
At least through the first round.
At least through the first round. Even if he did get clocked and his bell rung and he was stumbling a little bit.
None of that, though.
The first round. That didn't happen.
He just stood up. You know how they grab your gloves? Are you okay? He was like, yes. The ref was like, they told me to say no. They watch him walk out. Ben Askren is walking normal. Mm. He's right. Smiling with his wife. He like, they gave me $500,000. I trained for 3 hours. Let this man punch me. And now I'm back retired. Apparently, he was already retired. And Jake Paul... look like Rocky Balboa. I mean, this man was selling us the big, nobody believed in me. I just was born. I'm a black man from the inner city of Newark. I never had nothing in my, I mean, this man was really selling the emotions. And I said, I just watched a wrestling match. I watched a wrestling match.
Why you consider it a wrestling match?
Because they hyped it up. Jake Paul, he knows he is unliked. Uh-huh. Floyd Mayweather, early in his career, he went by Pretty Boy Floyd. Very technical fighter. He's always been a very technical fighter who's mostly defense. Pretty Boy Floyd sells no fights. Uh-huh. He was beating people up. He was knocking people out. He was not getting hit. Uh-huh. Floyd Money Mayweather, I'm rich, you are poor, throwing money, everybody hates me. That man gets $100 million. Uh-huh. You know, heels in wrestling win. Everybody loves the bad guy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Jake Paul was fighting until my son, my older son, was like, yo, can we watch Jake Paul fight? He's fighting an MMA dude. He might lose. So I'm like, oh, yes. But I see what they're doing. They ain't putting this man in with nobody who really boxes for real.
No. They're not. And how much money would it take you, or would you take, to throw a fight like that?
My honest thing is, Angel, I'm too competitive to throw a fight.
Really?
I don't think if I fought Jake Paul, I would be Nate Robinson. Like, I really would be, and I'm about to beat the brakes off this boy, and I might get knocked out. I highly doubt it, but it's also highly possible. But if they were like, Kev, $500,000, fall at the first punch, I'd probably be like, yes. But when I got in there, my pride would not let me, because the thing is, you go that the internet going rum. I could be 77 years old, winning my fourth EGOT.
No problem.
Fourth cycle of EGOT.
You're like, one more time, run it again.
This is my fourth EGOT cycle. This is 16 awards. Be like, remember when Jake Paul would knock you out though?
And off of that, you couldn't.
And I would be like, I threw that fight. I couldn't do it. Could you?
$50. There you go. No, $50,000.
You would not, Angel.
You get to hit me. Thank you so much. You get to hit me one time, and I'm gonna fall so dramatically. Yeah, absolutely. My pride is not, and I am competitive.
I know you are. We was on the challenge show together.
My competition would be differently. I'm going to throw this fight more dramatically than anyone else.
Okay.
I would change the competition in my mind.
You know what you would do? You would like your ad transitions. Your goal would be to yes. throw the fight and have no one be the wiser.
Or then be the wiser and then be like, wow, she really didn't care. I mean, truly, maybe sing something on the way down. I don't know. And just like fall. See, I would absolutely, I don't feel, that's one place that I don't have pride in. Is like, oh, I can fight you. I don't have any pride when it comes to that. So if you're willing to give me money, and I'd be like, now you can't hit me in my face.
It was $500,000 that he got.
Yeah. Then I said I'd do it.
But they gotta hit you in your face and knock you out, Angel.
Mm-mm. We'll come up with another reason.
You ain't gonna go down
my uterus. Fell out. Maybe I'll have a prop uterus fall up out of my shorts. It gave me a hysterectomy. He hit me so hard. Menopause. Yep. I told you, I'd have the best people. Like, I never saw that happening. And I'd be like, yep. Or crap. I'd have a pouch of poop. He beat the out of me. I'm telling you.
You sound like the mom from Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. Moira.
Moira.
Absolutely. Jake Paul is the best fighter ever. Yeah. I absolutely would. No problem. What you're not going to do is hit me in my face, though. Then I'm going to be like, That is not what we agreed upon. And I get in the mic and tell all the business. They offered to pay me. You sit down and let me tell them. They offered to pay me a bunch of money. I said, don't you hit me in my face. I'm too cute for that. But then he want to go and get all frisky, pat me in my face. I'm not doing all that. Yeah,
pat me.
Not doing all that. Now I'm going to have to really fight you, but I don't know how to fight. So I'm going to shoot you.
Marcus tosses you a knife. You from Baltimore, Angel.
I know. I had to get out of there.
Well, the fight ain't in you? You didn't learn from the streets of the Moor? Do they call it the Moor, anybody?
No, nobody called it the Moor. But that
Be Moor?
Be Moor.
People say Be Moor?
Be Moor, where you got to be more careful. That's what
I've been to Baltimore. Lovely city.
It does have some lovely parts. The people are characters.
Yes.
The pedestrians have just as much power as people
that
driving.
That is very true. Yes. They're like, man, you a car, I'm a car. But you're a person. Nah, I'm a car. They walk in the road like they car.
Yes.
What you finna do?
I'm an Escalade, and come on.
What you finna do?
Yeah, do.
That Baltimore come out of you. Listen careful, Josh.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad I wasn't raised in Baltimore. Love Baltimore, love visiting, but I definitely would have been a different person. Y'all think I'm inappropriate now, which I'm not.
You would have blue, some blue in your braids right now.
I would. No, I'd do that now. That's not something that I need to stay in Baltimore for. I would have neck tattoos for sure. I would have the gold tooth that stays in. I would definitely have way more trauma that I would be like fishing through. Definitely. I would be like, I need to get this together. I need to call Talkspace or get on the app and get me a therapist or something, because living in Baltimore has made it so difficult for me to be able to get through life. But luckily, I didn't grow up in Baltimore, but still, Talkspace is the gym jam. With dealing with everything, trying to balance work, home, relationships, it's not easy.
It ain't easy, Angel.
It is definitely not, especially everyday obligations. And then, you know, being a black woman, mm-mm. you being a black guy, Josh being a brown man.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many other things that are on our plate, plus underlying fear and uncertainty from the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that we used to depend on, like church and stuff like that, that not to say the church doesn't exist, but that a lot of our normal support systems aren't in place the way they used to. So I would say now more than ever, it's important for us to prioritize
yes,
our
Angel.
Mental health.
Yes.
And align ourselves with professional licensed therapists that can help us during whatever time or transition we are in life. Therapy, I know Kev has talked about it a lot.
I'm going on Monday.
Going in on Monday.
Going in on Monday.
Therapy is not just for something, is not something for people who are just going through. Because no. I think a lot of people think, oh, you go to therapy when you're depressed, or oh, you go to therapy when you can't process trauma. But therapy is good. It's kind of like when you see somebody who's really fit in the gym.
Like if you were to see me.
That's exactly what I
people,
wasn't
when
thinking.
I'm at the gym, people stop me and say, you know what? You're really fit at the gym. And I'm inspired by you.
But it's not that you could look at somebody who's fit in the gym and go, you don't need to be here.
No,
you,
people don't tell me that. They're like, I see what you're building, man. Keep going.
Exactly.
That's what therapy
not
is
what
like.
I was saying. But with so just like someone who has is in a good mental space or an emotional space, you don't say to them, well, you shouldn't talk to a therapist. It's all about working to maintain a good place as well. So therapy is good for whichever stage of life you're in. Even if you're in a great place, it's good to be able to maintain that and then also work towards whatever else you want to work.
Amen.
Towards.
Amen.
Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. Your therapist can help you set and achieve your goals. Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7.
You can, Angel.
And they'll engage you daily, 5 days a week. This is what we want you to do.
Yes.
As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace to match with a licensed therapist today. Go to Talkspace.com. Make sure you use the code CREW to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's CREW, K-R-E-W, and Talkspace.com. Now, we've been doing spring cleaning at my house, and let me tell you, I've got a lot of VHS tapes, a lot.
Do you?
I do. Of like all of my talent shows.
When you was in that girls group?
When I was in the girls group, Black Rose. Yes. I got on when Marcus was modeling at a strip club.
Wait.
Yes.
That really happened? Wait.
Yes.
Huh.
Huh.
Tell you this story. Next mukbang topic.
Mukbang topic.
We talked about it, I think, on, there was some place me and Marcus talked about it. But yes, we have all these things. They take up way too much space, though.
Yeah.
Having all these goddamn thick VHS tapes, you can fit like 10 in a tub.
Mm-hmm.
Who needs all that? Nobody. But that's why places like Legacy Box. So dope. It is a simple, super simple mail-in service to have all your videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I also am the keeper of all of our family's old pictures. So I have all the old pictures.
Oh, so you need that Legacy Box the most.
100%. I'm telling you, I have totes and totes of photos of my nieces and nephews when they're little, my grandmother when she was younger. I keep all those things, but and I do it because I'm selfish, but also I trust myself.
Mm-hmm.
However, my family would love to be able to have access to those pictures because none of these people live out here in California.
Right, right.
By me using Legacy Box to digitally, I'm over here skimmerinky-dinked all over these words, preserve these photos, my family will have access to them whenever they need them, as well as I'm creating more memories with my sons. I want to be able to hand these pictures off to them
when
they get older.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Legacy Box is the way for you to easily and affordably digitally preserve your past. The process from start to finish is so easy. You pack and send. Their team digitizes everything by hand. You enjoy. Get back perfectly preserved digital copies on a thumb drive, DVD, or cloud, ready to watch, share, and enjoy. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos and has helped over 850,000 families digitally. That's what I said. Preserve their past. This is what we want you to do. Get started. future-proofing your memories today so you can gather the family and begin the trip down memory lane. Go to legacybox.com/SK to get an incredible 40% off your first order. 40% off? Praise the Lord!
Yes!
Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and send in when you are ready. Go to legacybox.com/SK and save 40% off while supplies last. Thank you, Legacy Box.
All right, moving on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This news dropped as I was driving in.
Yes, it did.
Vanessa Bryant announced, let me pull it up, Angel, so I can
pull
read
it.
Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant's contract ended with Nike.
Mm-hmm.
And she announced that they're not renewing. I'll read her statement here. Kobe's Nike contract expired on April 13, 2021. Kobe and Nike have made some of the most beautiful basketball shoes of all time, worn and adored by fans and athletes in all sports across the globe. It seems fitting that more NBA players wear my husband's product than any other signature shoe. My hope will always be allowed to be, this is the key, my hope will always be to allow Kobe's fans to get and wear his products. I will continue to fight for that. Kobe's products sell out in seconds. That says everything. I was hoping to forge a lifelong partnership with Nike that reflects my husband's legacy. We will always do everything we can to honor Kobe and Gigi's legacies. That will never change. The subtext that I am taking from that line is that Nike was going to do what Nike is doing right now, which is create enough shoes to set the stage for the reseller market.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember a couple weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago, that whole scandal with the lady's son was working. She worked at Nike and he was getting all the shoes and stuff. Nike 1,000% profits off of the reseller market. Mm-hmm. Sneakers app, getting them. Average people like me and Josh, we can't get the shoes day of.
Mm-hmm.
The people with the bots who pay tens of thousands, I think these bots, I was watching a documentary, they cost like $8,000 to $10,000 to get the bots that will make sure you get what you want to get.
Man.
Or you're competing with somebody who works at Nike
right. And
is just taking the shoes out the back door. So what it looks like Vanessa's saying is, I'm not going to allow Nike to basically, because you know, Kobe, the release things they could do with Kobe shoe, beloved basketball player,
mm-hmm.
on the resale market,
mm-hmm.
limited edition.
Right.
And Vanessa, kudos to her for being like, y'all not finna play us.
Right.
And release 300 shoes so they could get, you know, cost $15,000-$20,000 because Nike only released 300. You know, sometimes they'd literally be as little as like 300.
Right.
Or 1,000. Like, literally. Not. Mm-hmm. I'm not joking.
Mm-hmm.
Or when I used to be like, into like going to the mall and getting them, I asked, because I got beat this one time, and I asked, I was like, how many do y'all really have? This girl was like 30. One in size 13 or 14, two size 12s, because I wear size 12, two size 11s, four, six, size 10, like literally 30 shoes.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, this is a whole mall, West Lake, what's the mall, Westview? Who's the people that own all the malls?
Westfield.
The whole Westfield Foot Action got 30 shoes. Right. They were like, mm-hmm.
That's it.
And Vanessa was like, nah, y'all not finna make these limited edition Kobe all black, whatever they gonna do, release all these shoes and be like, Nike, nah.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, kudos to her.
Yeah, because what does that even then have to do with his legacy? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, even though I don't think many people... A lot of people who were fans of Kobe did not get to meet Kobe. Mm-hmm. However, there was still like an accessibility because you could always watch his games on TV.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? If you were in Los Angeles, you could get the nosebleed seats of to watch the Lakers. You could buy a jersey with his name, his letter on it. Yeah. Like everything about him, there didn't feel like an exclusivity to
right.
it. This is not like a Beyonce situation with her. It's very, you got your window. If you don't get your window, you're not mm-hmm. going to get in there. So to have something so limited after, specifically after his death, it's not to really commemorate him. It is truly just a capitalistic move, and she's not hurting for no money.
No.
Her surviving children, Kobe's surviving children, aren't hurting for money. So what would be the purpose of creating a frenzy where people who do like had a very strong connection to him can't have access to something that's supposed to commemorate him? It doesn't really make any sense.
That's actually a good point. I never thought of, like, with the jerseys, you pretty much every, especially in LA, but online, you want a Kobe jersey or any athlete's jersey, you go up to the Just Sports or JD and or Champs, Nike, and buy it. Those things are very rarely out of supply.
Yeah.
You want them shoes?
It's like, you I'd be on Go pay.
Angel.
Oh, man.
This resale shoe game is the Nike. Let me just look up the Trophy Room Jordans.
Okay. Oh, that's what they have. It's called Trophy Room
Jordans. Trophy Room Jordans. They're just another colorway that they've made 8 million times.
How much is your shoe collection?
How much is your line of goat expense?
You don't feel comfortable saying? I mean, you're about to tell us how much these shoes are on this website, so.
The Trophy Room Jordans, size 12 and a half right now, are going for $4,900.
Jesus.
Okay? For tennis shoes.
For tennis shoes. Let me tell you how much the Dior ones are going.
Oh, those ones are so fly.
Same size, 12 and a half.
Seven?
The Dior 1 Air Jordan Highs. $25,000.
Are those are like the gray ones that you had on your feet?
They're fire, though.
Oh, those are cute.
Those are.
Did you say 21,000?
$25,000. My size is 8,000. 12 and a half, 25,000. My shoe collection is $17.
That's not bad.
Okay. Then listen, whatever you need to say right now in this moment, I'll accept. I hats off to her for being like, nah, we good, because y'all are just gonna make it so that people are having to stay up all night, borrow money, or only the rich will be the ones that are able to, only the Kevins, no, I'm just playing, I'm picking with you, are able to purchase these shoes. And what is that for?
I mean, it's some people, it's status, it's cool. Go ahead, praise the Lord.
Kat said there's another active shooter on the loose in Long Island.
Oh, no.
What is going on in the world? What exactly is going on in the world? Are we tired? We can't wait till Hot Girl Summer. We just I can't take it no more.
You know what's crazy?
What?
I was looking at, I thought 2020 had less mass shootings than 2019, but it actually had more. I was reading an article about that. I thought it was lower, but I low-key was like, is this just something we accept now in America?
What you talking about? You talking about the shootings?
Yeah.
I think they're, I hope we get to the.
Why you bring that up? Why did you pick that comment out of all the comments, Angel?
She put it out
there. I know why you. We was trying to avoid negativity. We talked about it last week.
No, we not, because in the docket, you have the goddamn on.
But that ain't active shooter.
No, the black movies. The next topic.
The next topic, but that ain't.
Black deaths is way worse than active shooter to me. Our next thing on the docket. Correct me if I'm
wrong.
You're
right, Angel. Group. But now you done doubled up with the Long Island plus the media.
I knew it was coming up. We about to talk about black deaths in the media. And so let's just get to it then. Somebody shooting Long Beach. We don't really know what's happening.
Long Beach
somebody.
Or Long Island?
Long Island.
Is it Long Island?
Long Island.
Oh, am I talking about the wrong place?
Mm-hmm.
Long Beach.
Yeah,
Long Beach.
Yeah.
On Long Beach, there was an active shooter back in January of 2020.
Cat, and you saying you don't think we will see? You got the wrench in your name. It's blue.
Yeah.
We going to see your comment more than anybody now, Cat. Josh. Unmodify her.
Don't do that. Moderate her. I did see you. Though.
I'm just playing, Pat. We love you. We got it.
Oh, at the grocery store. Okay, so let's go and tell, because I can't figure out what information is true or not true, what's actually going on. But let's talk about the next thing in the docket.
The next thing in the docket.
Moving on.
Moving on.
We talked about this movie a little bit. Melissa had watched it. It's called Two Distant Strangers. It's a short film about, basically, we mentioned it last week. It's a Groundhog Day with this black guy getting into it with the white cop.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa was watching it last week, and it was playing in the background for her,
mm-hmm.
but she wasn't watching it, but I was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
The other topic of conversation that's in this article is a show called Them. It was created by a man named Little Marvin, who I'm not familiar with prior, and I haven't watched it. I don't tend to watch horror stuff anyway, mm-hmm. right? It looked like a horror film along the lines of Us. By the way, Winston Duke came to keep your distance.
Yes, he did.
He is a big guy.
He is large. I have a picture with him.
Do you?
Yes.
Josh took a picture of us. I mean, I'm big.
He bigger.
I'm 6'1", 200 plus.
Bigger.
Winston Duke looked like he'd be like this to me. I'm Grogu, right? So anyway, this Them show, people wrote articles about it. There is rape, murder. It's all white people attacking black death. Somebody actually brought up an interesting point. You're on Snowfall, right? You're not caught up though, right?
I'm caught up.
You caught up?
Ooh!
You caught up? Okay,
no
so
spoilers for the chat.
No spoilers. Although,
no, but it's been.
What is y'all rule on spoilers for TV stuff?
I don't know.
I think it's like for me it's a double edged sword. I'll give it like a week. At least one full, until the next episode comes out, unless it's like a mutual agreement. All right, let's not spoil it.
Here's what I think about that. There's no such thing on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Twitter people live tweet stuff. Tweeting. There is some.
You're saying RIP, the first name. And I was just like, bro, it's been 30 minutes.
So Snowfall coming on tomorrow, the season finale.
I'm watching real time because I'm
JoJo has soccer at 7:30. So if I was able to do my, you know, watch my 7 o'clock thing because I got East Coast feed, I'd watch it then.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. Snowfall also has Black Death, right? But what I think people are talking about, what is harsher, it seems, because a person brought up on Twitter, why y'all be, oh, actually, let me back up. The spoiler alert conversation. There seems to be a rule outside of Twitter. People are like, at least give us 24 hours from when the episode, like it's almost internet common courtesy to not bring spoilers to the timeline before 24 hours, right? Because a lot of people, especially Snowfall, because it comes on at 10, a lot of people watch it on Hulu the next day.
That's what we do.
That's what we do too. So anyway, that's my thing. But Game of Thrones, that thing, if you can forget about it.
Yeah.
It's spoiled immediately. So anyway, somebody posed a question on Twitter. Why does Black Death on Them bother you, the show Them, but Black Death on Snowfall not bother you? And person answered, and I think this is kind of what a lot of people think, Black Death and trauma at the hands of white people seems to be harder to accept, especially like police, especially and racists, when that is actively happening every day in the media and in their lives. Like I said in a video last week, Derek Chauvin trial, I believe the jury's in deliberation right now. They killed the other person in Minnesota. It's like, it's all those things. And I think black people are kind of, we're black traumaed out a little bit.
A little.
You know, that's why I prefer the Kevin Stage Studios app.
I would say that the difference between Snowfall and something like Them, which I didn't watch, is Snowfall is not about Black Death. Snowfall is about a black dude that is trying to, at one point in time, trying to hustle his way into having money and into kind of just owning his own. And now, obviously, trying to get out of the game.
Yeah.
Deaths are the collateral of it.
Got it.
Where a lot of these movies about like Them, in movies that focus mainly
Lovecraft.
Yes.
Had a lot of black death at the hands of the white people.
It's more so about that. It is about the...
It is about the trauma.
Yes, it is about the trauma. Those, I feel, that's what makes it very different for me. It's not about whose hands they are from. It is about you are focused completely on the... We get no air to breathe.
Jordan Sparks.
It's just no air. And
nice.
Thanks. So you want to be able to see some sort of love story, like in Snowfall with Louis
and Jerome.
Jerome. You get a little bit of that. You get to see, like, even though, girl, we ain't seen her, the crackhead girl.
Wanda.
No, not Wanda. The crackhead girlfriend from last.
Andre's daughter.
Yeah.
Melanie.
You saw them developing a relationship.
She just disappeared, man.
She did. Sorry, keep going. She went to Spellman, but then that. She went on that rock.
On that rock now. Listen. And the people be loving the rock, especially when it's in the form of a penis. Rock hard penises that you get from Blue Chew.
Oh, my God.
Huh? Born in the USA.
I was on that Blue Chew when JoJo was in that laptop.
That's what Stop I was
That was on Kevin. Big Penis Energy. Listen, shouts to Blue Chew.
When we
Blue
were talking
Chew.
About it, I was like, that would have been such a good, but it's too early in the doc.
Yeah, but you did it.
But you know what you ain't too early for? A rock hard pain that you can get from Blue Chew. Let me tell you something. We as women who are heterosexual love a good solid when it's time to go, men. Okay? And sometimes
a good solid.
A solid. And sometimes you just might not be capable of doing it on your own. It's okay. It is okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you might need a little tutor. You know what I'm saying? A little assistant.
Listen, Chris Paul's great because of the assist.
Uh-huh.
In order to have an alley-oop, somebody got to throw up the ball. Blue Chew ain't nothing but an alley-oop to a hard peen.
Right, so you can get nothing but net.
Nothing but nut.
Ew.
Oh, Jesus.
And they call me inappropriate. Me thinks not. Oh, well, let me tell you, especially during, like, what we talking about, black trauma, sometimes it's hard to get your head in the game. Blue Chew is like, come on, champ.
Blue Chew will get your head in the game.
Yeah, to get your head in the shaft in the game if she likes it. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction, also known as ED. Blue Chew is an online prescriptive service, so no visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. Listen, you think somebody was sending you a CD.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what is this? Oh, this is my erection in a package? Thank you, Blue Chew. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online.
Yeah.
Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA.
In the USA.
And they're prepared and shipped direct. So it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we've got a special deal for our listeners.
What's that deal, Angel?
Tell me. I would like to know the deal.
Blue Chew. That's not what I want you to do. I want you to try Blue Chew.
She's
free.
Found the Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. That's what they call it in England. Blue Chew. No, try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SK at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Promo code SK.
SK.
First month free. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring your erection in this podcast.
Somebody in the comments earlier said, how do y'all spouses feel about y'all talking about sex in every episode? Here's what I want y'all to know about me and Angel spouses. They are married to us. They know who we are.
Exactly.
We talk about sex at home too. Angel Marcus, y'all married 15?
We'll be going 14.
14 years. Together how long?
16 years.
And me and Liz have been married about to be 17, going on 21 years together.
Wow.
Thankfully for the math, we got together May 15, 2000. That's easy math for me. Just like Angel was born in 80, everything 20 plus 30, whatever.
Easy math.
These people know us. Our spouses know me and Angel get along very well as friends. Mm-hmm. They do know that.
Marcus thinks that I am the female version of him and he the male version of me.
We was down at Angel and them house eating jerk chicken last night.
Uh-huh.
And Melissa and Marcus are more like.
Yes, they are very much so.
You know, so they get it. Mm-hmm. I'm 37.
I'm 40. You don't get no growner than this.
Angel 40 with children. Josh was born in
1994. Three.
Why I want to put you in 94?
That's Bex.
That's Bex. Mm. Tony Baker's son born in 2001.
2001.
He's driving a car around.
That's when the game woke up out of that coma on that song he said.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, I want to go back to this. You yourself, I'm curious, Angel, and on also Patreon audience and people watching are on a thing. Where are you on YouTube?
And listening.
We don't put it on Facebook no more. Facebook's another video up of this podcast and you ain't going to make a dime again.
Oh, no, why? Because
we're unruly cousins. I had all these community violations for race. Hey, you can't talk about race that much on Facebook.
Oh.
So it was like race. Inappropriate. Are you guys unruly cousins? And I was like, we are. So what is your personal, where are you at on the reporting stuff? I mean, the content you consume. Where are you at on the?
I can't do the drama no more. No more drama. I don't, you know what? This is what I have said for actually a very long time. And the reason why I think Tyler Perry did as well as he did.
Yeah.
Is that I believe there is a faction of folk that really do want to see the artistic telling of the narrative of the black man and woman in the U.S. And while I can dig it, I also prefer my art not always to be an exact reflection of what I feel like I continually see.
Yes.
I feel like people are trying to beat the soul out of me. That's what I really feel like. I'm dead serious. Oh, wow. This is why I'm not heavy on the news. I feel them trying to just slowly suck the soul out of my body. And I refuse. If the Lord continues to allow me to live on this earth, I will not spend my days trying to figure out why people don't want me to exist.
Angel.
So with that, I mean, because
that really hit me.
That's what it feels like. So I am choosing. Please believe it is a choice. This is not out of ignorance. I am choosing to only feed myself things that make me want to be here, that make me want to make my days better. I choose to try to put out content that makes other people want to be here, want to live out their life.
Yeah.
And I just feel like those movies, while they serve a purpose, they just don't serve one in my life.
Love it. Agree with it. Snowfall, particularly, what I love the most about this show, fantastic writing, fantastic acting. I'm about to say Idris Elba. Damson Idris.
Uh-huh.
That old Damson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when he yells as Franklin Saint, I'm going to get us out of here just like I got us out of every other thing. I laughed. I know I wasn't supposed to, but I laughed. When he yelled at Leon, I was like, whew, he good.
He good.
But the women in the show are good too. Mm-hmm. Louis, I love. Leon and Wanda, it shows love with an addict and it's not judging it.
Yeah.
He loves her still. They got a, you know.
Last episode, he said, "What you think you doing now?" She was like, "Oh, yeah, people do be in love with addicts."
So here's a question. On Twitter last week, people were arguing that Snowfall is the greatest show of all time, greatest drama of all time. They were comparing it to The Wire. Here's why I don't think that's a fair comparison. Snowfall to me is more closely tied to Breaking Bad than The Wire.
I can see that.
If you have not watched The Wire, Josh is funny. The Wire is a show about the city of Baltimore, the drug game of Baltimore, and how different facets make the drug game what it is. Season one focuses particularly on the illegal drug trade. Not Marlo, Avon Barksdale, the drug game, how it works. Season two focuses on the port system. How do the drugs get in to Baltimore? How does that system work? Season three focuses on politics. How does the political, the mayor and the city council and the state senators, how does that affect the drug game and the city? Season four focuses on the educational system in Baltimore. How the kids go to school, struggle through school. How do you end up flunking out of school and selling drugs? The family structure, lack of fathers, all that stuff. Season five focuses on the media. How does the newspaper game work? The internet? How does that affect? Yes.
Did you prepare this? Or no. You just know this?
No, we had this conversation.
We talked about this, right. But I also love The Wire.
Okay, I'm like,
and Breaking Bad.
And Breaking Bad. But I love The Wire because the city is a character. And it doesn't just say drugs are bad. We know that. How does this happen? Because it's just not. I'm selling crack to you. Obviously, that's a part of the problem. Much more than that, though. That's what Snowfall also does a good job of. How the heck does crack cocaine happen when black people don't have the means of production to make cocaine at that level?
Yeah.
You know how it happened? The doggone U.S. government needs to fight covert wars, so they fund the illegal drug trade like Nike helps fund the resale market because they profit off of it. Breaking Bad and Snowfall are both about a hero who gets into the drug game to help his family first.
Yeah.
Then gets addicted to the game and the power. When he has plenty of money to walk away, he's too invested.
Right.
And we as the audience find ourselves rooting for the villain.
Absolutely.
Make no mistake, Walter White and Franklin Saint are the villains. They kill people. They have people killed.
Pop, pop, pop.
They destroy communities. They are the villain. We the people root for the villain. So I don't think it's really a fair comparison because that's a show about drugs with blacks and this is a show about drugs with blacks. Yes, but no. I ask you, Angel, and you, Joshy, what are your top five dramas in your life? Or three, because Angel, you know you work on TV. You don't be watching as much. Because she was on a little show called
Don't Do It.
Atypical.
You better say it. Hey, that's what I'm about to say. Top five. ER season 13, 12, 11. Top dramas or television shows?
Television shows.
Give us yours. You seem like you got your list together.
I do. My favorite, surprise, surprise, The Wire. For that reason. I love that it is a, not necessarily a bird's eye view, but it's a 360 degree view of this. Very well written, well acted. They had some great regular people. Like Snoop was not a trained actress. She's just a person from Baltimore, one of my favorite actors. Didn't know Idris Elba was British. Apparently a lot of people thought he was doing a terrible American accent. I didn't.
That's the reason why I stopped watching.
Because Idris?
I only watched an episode, and that was like in 2020. I'm good.
Love it. Also, some of my favorite quotes. This is not why I rank it highly, but I just have some of my favorite quotes. One is Marlo saying, "You want it to be one way, but it's the other way." It's just such a, it's a great line, and it's so great for life. That is like black people struggle. You want it to be one way. You want it to be one way. But it's the other way. And then he eats a lollipop. That guy gets killed later. It's great. My second, I really like Breaking Bad. And I'll tell you why. No wasted motion. No wasted nothing. No untied, no loose end left untied. It is a complete story arc of a lowly chemistry teacher who life has passed him by.
You watched El Camino?
El Camino? No, I didn't watch it. That's the movie about
Jesse. It was good.
I'm gonna check it out. I tried to get into Better Call Saul, and then I was just like,
No. This is different. Better Call Saul, they turned into a show, right?
Yeah. I heard it was good.
El Camino is literally a movie that wraps up Jesse's story.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty. I enjoyed it. I was scared to watch it, but anyway, just started to cut you off. Keep going.
It's all good. So Breaking Bad. Also a big fan. I don't know if I rank it highly or higher than these, but those two are in order. I'm not going to rank Snowfall until it's complete because I like to give shows the full season because mm-hmm. otherwise I'd rank Game of Thrones very highly, but at the completion, uh-huh. it falls. I really loved Sons of Anarchy.
That's one of Marcus's favorites.
Of
course it is.
I was a doggone white motorcycle. I was all in on Clay, Jax, mm-hmm. Opie. I was all in. Gemma, his mom, Peggy Bundy. She played Peggy Bundy mm-hmm. early. You talk about a different role. Mm-hmm. Love it. Love The Sopranos as well. I just liked it. Longer. A little bit longer. Mm-hmm. But I liked it. I can't rank Game of Thrones. I just cannot do.
It's so funny how all of your shows fit into the same genre of like mm-hmm. either organized crime or drugs.
I'm a drug dealer at heart.
Okay.
I would love to start a cartel. Me and Marcus talk about it all the time.
Work from Sam home. Crow. You might have to travel.
Yeah,
spontaneous travel. You know, when you get raided, you got to move.
We're just trying to find a drug that's highly addictive but doesn't really mess up your life.
The Office is not a drama, Kat.
But you just said any show.
You did say any show.
Okay. I must have misspoke. I was definitely talking about dramas.
I don't have any dramas in my head right now.
Any show.
I can list some dramas that I enjoy, but it's tough to rank because they're not completed yet.
Yeah.
Some dramas that I enjoy, The Ozark.
I like Ozark too.
Ozark, if we're talking drama, yes.
If we're talking any show, the shows I listed, and then I would also throw in The Office, which is great. Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is greater. Mm. Curb Your Enthusiasm is my favorite comedy. The Office and Curb are up. I watch The Office more mm-hmm. because it's just easy comfort food, but also the last two seasons I do not watch.
I don't think I've watched every episode in the last two seasons. I don't think I have.
I've watched them all twice, but I don't do it anymore.
I've watched every single episode and I love that show.
I love it too.
The last seasons?
Every single episode.
They're not as bad as we remember. Mm. They just reached a lot more.
I think because you binged. I watched as it was happening in real time.
So
that might be, you might have had a little bit of too much of Michael still in your head, where Michael had phased out enough for me. I realized he wasn't going to be there. And I was like, okay, fine. What's going on with these people?
No, yeah. And it's not bad. When Andy plays a song, it's one of my best favorite moments. When they be about to, I'd be about to cry on that.
Every time.
I ain't gonna hold you. Sometimes I just pull it up and be about to cry.
I'm gonna be sad. Chewing gum, if it would have gotten renewed, it's still those two seasons were some of the funniest television I have ever watched.
I watched a little bit of Chewing Gum. I didn't finish.
It was such a dirty comedy.
That's Michaela Cole for sure.
Yes. I mean, that's probably why I haven't watched her other show, because I don't feel like she's going to be able to give me what I got from. I'm so mad that Chewing Gum. I know it's not her fault that it's no longer around. That show was hysterical.
What else you likes, Angel?
Arrested Development. That's probably my number one show.
Good show.
Isaiah Fredericks.
That's what your wife was telling me yesterday.
Favorite show. He was like, he liked it better than The Office.
Is he like Modern Family?
Yeah, better than. I don't know.
I feel like I don't know. I haven't watched enough Arrested Development to put those two together.
Let me tell you what your wife said.
Arrested Development has got one of the best pilots ever.
I said, I got into Arrested Development when I was in grad school. She said, that show is that old? I said, what you're not about to do is make me feel that old. She said, you know what? Let me retract what I just said. She said, because I hear it. I hear what I said.
When did you finish grad school? 2008?
Six.
When did you finish college?
Two.
Were you 17 when you started?
Yes.
Dang.
Actually, no. I was 18. I graduated at 17.
Oh, because your birthday in the summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you was a baby 18, though.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, you finished college in 2002?
Mm-hmm. Finished high school in 1998. You were but five. Ooh. I already did the math, so you could shut it. Yes, but I look good, so I don't care. What other show do I thought I loved Game of Thrones. Yes, I thought those last seasons were like, what is happening? And the finale made me want to find everybody and slit their throat.
Yeah.
It does not negate, though, that the way they had me wrapped up.
Hold on, Angel. One of our Patreon, Anne Bobrun, says she was born in
98.
What you doing out here watching this? These
adults. Her mama's talking. Holding up her neck. Her mom, so she can watch it.
Your mom has wiped off a little milk here. You know how that milk get in the crevice. And what is your mom? Why are you outside? Ain't you supposed to be in fourth grade?
40s and a half.
Oh, my God. Tia says she born in. I can't do it. I got to close out
the show. Tia was born after I graduated high school. After I graduated high school.
A show I used to love watching was 24.
That I was going to say.
I never got into that show.
Loved 24.
I did too. You know that woman who whose eyes were like this the entire time, Jack? She's a stand-up comedian.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
And she's actually funny.
And a show that aired either before or right after it, it ran too long, Prison Break.
You were just watching action packed
stuff.
Well,
those are back-to-back. They were the same night. It was on Fox.
You know what show I used to love? Scandal was one of my favorite shows.
The first three seasons.
The first, I was just about to say that.
Guess you guys.
Then they got too much on Olivia and Fitz. And I was just like, enough of it.
This is not going to happen in real life.
Just get out of my face with it.
Yeah, it was too much. I remember growing up, A Different World was probably one of my favorite shows.
That made me want to go to college.
It felt made college feel like a fantasy.
Yes. I wanted to specifically sit in the place where they used to eat. And just be up in there chopping it up. Mm-hmm. I really wish I would have been able to have the money to go to HBCU. I wish there were some on the West Coast. And I wish I would have had the money.
You wouldn't have needed the money. You would have went for free.
That would have been even better.
I can tell you that right now because I thought that's the reason why I couldn't go. And then I took children on a tour, high schoolers. This is why I was in college on a tour. And I looked at their financial aid scholarship packet and realized I would have had a full ride here.
Man.
Oh, God.
I feel like they played us, too. And this is another thing that I'm going to say, and I'm going to say it out loud. White people pushed white colleges, and they devalued or didn't even bring up HBCUs.
Mm-hmm.
In my college, it was like, most people are pushed toward the state schools mm-hmm. because you're like, all I ever heard, out-of-state tuition going to kill you. Bro, I barely have money to go to college. I don't have no out-of-state. And I don't have nowhere to live. My first 2 months of college, I lived in a pastor's basement in Seattle.
Oh, geez.
Because I didn't have dorm
money.
I didn't have scholarship. I lived in a basement next to the heater. I ain't had no money That's to get terrible. Down to Howard or Spelman or NCA&T. A couple other shows I wanted to say.
Go ahead.
Melissa and I have been watching Schitt's Creek. It's very funny. Uh-huh. I've been paid attention. She's watched more than I have. It's a show I want to rewatch. Seinfeld is a popular show. Could not get into as much, but it does have some very funny episodes. I don't think I loved it. I like Boardwalk Empire.
Didn't watch
it. It was great. Steve Buscemi.
Mm-hmm. That's a guilty pleasure sitcom that I liked was How I Met Your Mother.
Really?
I don't know. It was a show that I could just put on and just sit back and enjoy.
There ain't nothing wrong with that, Joshua. Wasn't my jam, but I'm glad you liked it.
All right.
I'm trying to think.
Martin Living Single. I mean, those are to me. Martin Living Single, Fresh Prince are givens.
Yeah.
I feel like we all kind of.
The classics, yes. Yeah. There's very few classics that I did not like. But in my adult life where I'm able to understand more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very picky about.
Yeah.
I mean, I also love Narcos.
Big fan.
Love Narcos.
The Pablo Escobar seasons were fantastic. But the Cali Cartel was also good.
I was going to say, Narcos Mexico was good too, though.
I have never been let down by Narcos.
Oh, you won't be. And that's where me and Marcus really started to try to figure out what our infrastructure would be. We're trying to come up with a name. He was like, we can't have a name. I was like, but they have a name. He was like, they didn't give themselves the name.
The Cali Cartel?
Just all of them. The bunch
Medellin
of
cartel.
Yes, Medellin. I was like,
that dude as Pablo was just
he was perfect. Amazing.
That was Pablo Escobar.
Yes, 100%.
That was him when he was at the pool. Just
Oh, the drug life seemed too stressful.
It is very stressful.
It is too. When I be watching this, I be like, oh, the money ain't worth
it. It's got to be good for 2 weeks. That first pay period is good. Then after that, you're like, I can't get out.
Yeah, this. I think it's, you know, we really have been racking our brain on how to like keep it from getting
the
too
fact
crazy.
That we're sweeping how serious Angel is under the rug is kind of concerning me.
Listen.
Just that we can, the fact that they had the conversation that we can't name ourselves.
She's like, we already got.
It's like a nickname.
We can get our hands on 2 kilos already. But yeah,
we've been trying to figure out which children we could actually trust in it. And
Amar's
which one
in for it. The long run.
He's a henchman, and but I was like, one of them will be a snitch, and somebody will be trying to supply. And I've got to figure out who that child is so that I can remove them.
That's what I was thinking when I was watching Ozark. I was like, we never go. My children are two. We would be arrested.
Oh yeah,
with my children. Yes, and Melissa. We wouldn't have got even.
This wouldn't last 1 week.
We wouldn't have got to the Ozark.
The money's in the boats, guys. I'm sorry.
I beat.
It's like the drugs aren't even in yet.
My kids, I love them. Love my family. Mm-hmm. We don't stand a chance.
This was, I think the twins, they wouldn't be able to be apart. We would have to send them to boarding school. But I think my bookends, Marcus and Amar, they'd hold us down. Little Marcus.
Amar? Franklin Saint. That's Amar right here. I'm going to get us out. Like I got us out of everything else.
But he's got such a bad temperament, though, that I think he would do something. If we upset him, he would do something to piss us off. Like he was mad yesterday. Mm-hmm. He threw at Fry when I gave it to him. He snatched it and threw it. If he did that to some rock, even though we would never sell hard, nothing hard, just something really addictive, but nothing that'll have you, you know, out
I saw
here.
Fire in his eyes when he threw that Fry. Oh, and then when you talked to him, he was like, you know what? That's my bad. You know what? I pushed
it too
far.
I'm so sorry, Mama.
I pushed it too far. I was, sorry. You know what? I was upset.
Yeah.
And I was more upset. He threw a perfectly good Chick-fil-A waffle fry.
It was a great fry. Oh. He didn't want to have no parts of it.
He was like, you. He did this to a Josh and he cast it aside.
He crunched it?
Yeah, but then he ate it. Mm-hmm. He was like, I was tripping.
But you know, I'll figure it out though. We're going to figure it out. Like I said, then you'll see me driving my new. That's going to be a sign that my car tail is off and running.
Before we go, I just want to shout this out. The WWE had its first two black women headlining WrestleMania a couple of weeks back. Mm-hmm. I grew up big on the WWE. It's so good to me to see them come far because.
Yeah,
because
that didn't seem like something. When it was WWF, that was never going to be it.
Vince McMahon, I still remember he said nigga a little while back during the John Cena era. He's like, what's up, my nigga? I was like.
Oh, no, not that. I thought you were talking about the black dude who accidentally.
Fell?
No, who said it in the interview.
Oh, that's my favorite clip ever. Yes. Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you, nigga. The white girl looked like, all right. His brother was like, I ain't got no job. Stevie Ray was like, all right, let me just play it real quick. Booker T, yes. Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you, nigga. Booker T, why you said that? Oh, snap. I got to watch this video. There's him talking about it.
Somebody talking about a clique. Only clique you need to know about is the Harlem Heat and Sister Sherry. See, because what you dealing with here is the brotherhood. It's nonstop from this point on in WCW. We take what we want. And after we take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
Somebody in our chat said it. Ain't like Hulk Hogan ain't said nigga before.
Come on. He's like, you darn right, nigga, you're coming for me, and I'll be ready.
R-E-R Hogan, baby.
Right.
Oh, once he got into the gold part, he was going too fast. Well, just one more time, Booker T. Are we coming for the gold, sucker? See, the train going too fast.
Yeah.
We take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
The reaction of regret is so immediate.
But it turns around.
It was this. What I did it. I said I did it.
I just had a stroke.
I did it again.
God, I say nigga. But yeah, that is great that two black women in the main event.
Yeah.
That's so fantastic.
So good. So good. Anyway, we got to go. Reminder again, keep your distance free this week.
Sponsored by African Pride. Pull up
to us. Register camelstate.com. Get your free ticket. This is not part of the four pack. I didn't say that earlier. Four pack, that final show is the next week, my birthday. April 30th, we're going to have another banger, banger, banger kiss. So pull up to the free show. Just register. We'll see you Saturday. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Goodbye. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.